Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. So great to be back live with all of you.
Yes, and we are live tonight. 11/7/13. So
it's exciting. An exciting day.
It is. So tonight's show is exciting, too, and tonight's show is Dare to Dream. We are part of a benevolent and loving universe, and we are loved beyond anything we can imagine. Let that in. Be willing to receive love, assistance, and the co-creative force of the universe. We continue on the journey to remember who we really are, and on this journey, vistas are opening up for us that have not been available before. This is the time to dream big dreams, really big dreams. Beautiful dreams and loving dreams. We've grown used to disappointment and failure as the norm, and we expect it at some deep level. Our beliefs support it. Now is the time to step beyond loss and failure to unlimited possibilities. Our desires are supported and loved because we are loved. Let's create the life of our dreams. Our soul and higher self are waiting for us just beyond your beliefs. So, Squirrel, I know you've got some juicy astrology stuff tonight.
Well, I try to keep up on that. So if anybody wants it that's not getting it, I send something out daily. I'm sure you've noticed, Jackie. But because
yes,
changing,
I have.
And so it changes so readily. And right now, with as we went through Halloween, and by the way, you know, a belated happy birthday to you, Jackie.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're our little spirit out there that has her birthday during the veil of lifting. But it's been very intense, and we've had the eclipses. And so anyway, I will go on and give you an overview of what's
happening.
Okay,
before you do, and I want everybody to know, if they want to be on your mailing list, Squirrel, tell them where to send you a request.
Oh, just send it to my email, which is squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net. And I'll add you to the list. And I get those requests every so often from some of your followers, Jackie, which I appreciate, and I add them. So welcome, everyone. So anyway, we have been in this Mercury retrograde, which I think is maybe some of the things you and I have had about not doing live stuff. I mean, it's going to end. We are in the last couple of days of Mercury retrograde. And for the past 3 weeks, we've been clearing out what no longer serves us and cleaning up our act on all levels. Now, this comes from one of my favorites, as you know, Elizabeth Peru. The eclipses have been supercharged this period, plus the solar flares. And I don't know if you realize this, but there is a big typhoon going to the Philippines tonight, or as we speak.
Oh, no,
so,
I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, you know, it's huge. So a little light to them, please.
Absolutely.
Because I think it's huge. So we have been pushed beyond our self-imposed limits to prove our worth and value to ourselves. And so have you jumped on these opportunities? So over the next 2 days, we have plenty of chances to rewrite the script of our life. You may feel a bit of a rush to get all your loose ends tied up and acted on. It's best to organize your paperwork, particularly if you have been avoiding it. Pay your bills, clean up your desk, reorganize your house or wardrobe, get your finances in order. And the good news is there's going to be, as predicted, loads of good money energy around that Jupiter now is going retrograde. So, you know, retrograde is also seen as maybe not a good time, but with Jupiter going backwards, gives you another chance to do what hasn't happened in an expansive way. So this is that's quite a good retrograde. Correspond to all the people you've been putting off. Answer emails, letters, phone calls, texts, and attend to the details while Mercury will help you Right now, you have a very thorough eye for the detail you might otherwise normally miss or overlook. These are super energies for about the next 2 days. Take full advantage and enjoy this end part of the week as we move into a strong weekend. Now, this comes from Hair in the Moon Astrology. So we've had what she says here. On Tuesday, Venus moved into Capricorn. And yesterday, the Sun and Saturn alchemized in Scorpio. And she also says, now Jupiter, the biggest planet in our solar system, turns backward until, now this is a long time, March 2014. That's a long retrograde. So first you had your marching orders, and now you've been assigned your personal life coach, your inner guru. Your philosopher becomes an activist. Many aspects of life will now start to speed up and move forward under this highly productive astrology. The great benefic, which is Jupiter and Mars, are working collaboratively with Saturn, Sun, and Pluto. The alliance of Earth and Water will give you the edge to get creative, design your blueprint, and then put everything you've got behind it. Commit to massive, consistent action on your own behalf. Operating at its best in Cancer, Jupiter brings your past experiences, your current resources, and your wisdom together to push you to realize a life's ambition. Everything you've been learning since the great Merkaba in July, whether you knew it or not, those painful emotional depths you've plumbed are coming together in a personal integration. Intense? Yes. Exciting? Definitely. So set about restoring everything that's unstable, incomplete, failing, dead, or dying. Revive the best in yourself and others. There's been a lot of death and dying, which is part of what Scorpio's about, as you know. And that's why we have, of course, Halloween. It doesn't really touch on it, but it is about, you know, the veil thinning. And being able to communicate with the other side more greatly. My dreams have been so vivid. When I wake up, it's almost disappointing.
Obviously, like, they're good dreams.
Oh my gosh, they are, and they're not, you know, exciting, but you know, just colorful, and you can see everything in detail. So,
I'm not sharing my dreams.
Oh, come on, Jackie.
I know.
Where's your sense of adventure? We all want to hear
your
dreams.
No.
Well, we will hear
anyway,
them.
Anyway, eventually.
It's coming through in your energy field.
Okay, Squirrel, I want to thank you so much for... We count on you for the astrological update, so we know what's
going
on.
Again, so everybody knows, astrology is a tool. It doesn't have to be, you know, it's not what happens directly,
stone.
But it's right. So it's useful to know what's happening energetically. Again, it's an
absolutely
energy.
And to use it as an influence, ride the wave.
Exactly.
Couldn't agree with you more. So I want to apologize to everyone for not being able to do as many live shows lately. Squirrel would be there. It's me that couldn't. Right now,
no one wants to listen to me alone, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, you're adorable. I'm experiencing major downloads right now, and they've been pretty interesting considering all the astrological influences that we've been having. So, dear Lord. And, of course, because I am a Scorp, I have a Scorp, Sun, Mercury, and Mars, I've been getting blasted by all the Saturn energy. So it's actually good, but it's a big load to be taking on right now because everything lays on top of my chart all over the place. And also we've had these new races from the central sun and other places that are and other locations that are joining the team. And one of the biggest problems we're having is aligning frequencies, our frequencies, mine and theirs. These beings have not worked with people on Earth before. So it's, anyway, I just walk around with my hair standing on end most of the time. And they've actually been in kind of a quandary about how to align with me. They're all working, bless them, steadily to make it smoother for me. And I'm very, very grateful. My blood pressure has been all over the place. And nobody quite knows what to do with it, but I'm monitoring it. And it's, again, it has to do with so much of what's going on. It really has to do with this work. It started with the work. It's still here. Except lately it's more of a challenge.
Maybe we should change work to some other name. I don't know what, but let's think about that.
Okay, good. Well, I don't care what we call it. It's still the same thing.
So these beans, what's their frequency that you think they're vibrating at? What, I mean, are you getting a hit on that? Like, are they
how many dimensional?
I said 12.
No.
More or less?
They're high. Let's put it that they have not interacted with Earth before, so that should tell you something. And
well, that's quite brave of them.
They are enamored with what the team is doing.
Aww.
They want to participate. I just happen to be the vessel, the vehicle, and everybody is working steadily on this. I mean, it's I get on the table every day, and it is officially an e-ride for me. I mean, they've got stuff plugged all over me, trying to adjust my frequencies. It's hysterical. I get off there, and it's like, if you've ever gotten shocked, you know, an electrical shock, just think of it all over. That's pretty much how it feels.
I think that's how they kill people in prisons, isn't it? Or you stop
probably.
That noise. Yeah,
except
I don't know.
You know,
that's
I'm
what
not
they
going
used
anywhere.
To use.
And at the same time, they're trying to keep my blood pressure down and still raise the frequencies. And so, you know, they've been, And of course, they have to adjust this thing in my throat so the frequencies come through the voice. And it's really been quite delightful. Thank God I live alone. Anyway, I should be resuming full-time broadcasting around February. In the interim, I will always let you know on the show announcements from here on out if it's going to be live or if it's a rerun. But I'm going to do my best. Sometimes I'm good, you know, and then sometimes I'm just unable to broadcast over the internet because the platform is too big. And if I'm not properly grounded and things are in the works with me, if I get on the internet, I can blow BBS's equipment.
Which
we
you've
did
done.
It in the beginning. Huh?
Which you have done.
Yes. So, you know, I mentioned that to them tonight, and you should have heard. Oh, God, no. So, and also for me, you know, I don't want to, again, I'll monitor my blood pressure after the show just to be sure I'm running these frequencies easily, you know, and not putting more pressure on myself. And so, you know, this is called, I am not doing self-sacrifice and I am doing self-preservation at the moment. It's necessary. So anyway, we are working on making this more elegant. So I do apologize to everybody. And also I'm trying to create my own life, you know, and balance out all the time I'm doing healings and the show and so on and all the constant emails and, you know, have a happy, joyous life to boot. So I want to share this from the universe at Tut. I love him. And I'm going to use my own name because it's the way it came. Invariably, Jackie, the 5 minutes of inspiration you need to totally rock the world and transform your life will come at the end of hours, weeks, months, or even years worth of floundering, frivolity, false starts, and seeming hopelessness. Yet when the dream comes true and you glance over your shoulder, you'll see that those 5 minutes were made possible because of everything that led up to them, and that you never needed to be so critical of yourself or the time it was taking. Funny you, the universe. I love this.
I do too.
you know, I just think it says it all. And of course, we've all been working on beliefs and intentions for our lives, and at least I hope everybody has. And with where we are right now, okay, we're not only beginning to see big changes, but the changes are truly more possible than they've ever, ever, ever been. And that's why it's so important to dare to dream. Dream for your world, your life, your health, your love, your work or desired work. And we all still have shadow stuff. Everybody does. This is going to crop up and give us an opportunity to clear it. The minute you start going for a dream, here come the shadow. Okay. So integrate it and heal it and don't ignore it, because if these things come up, you'll feel the negativity come in and the self-talk that goes on in your head. The closer you get to dreams, the more you desire them, and the faster the shadow stuff will show itself. It's just that simple. It's the stuff that's kept you from having and sometimes even dreaming your greatest dreams. And, you know, Debbie Ford has a great book out called The Dark Side of the Light Chasers. And she does some wonderful exercises in there about words that trigger you. And the words from other people. Because if they trigger you, there's something in you that's unhealed around that. And it's really interesting work. And, of course, Lazarus has a book on the shadow. But shadow work is a spiritual imperative, and it's ongoing. It never ends.
I mean, I have to ask, Jackie, do you think at some level that the shadow represents our unresolved emotional stuff that we've stuffed away?
Of course. It
okay.
also it carries the light and the dark. The shadow
mm-hmm.
is born with you.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of the times that you've been in overwhelm, there are
you know,
times
it's interesting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you could be overwhelmed with positive things as well. Or you can shove positive things in with the dark things you perceived as dark. Okay? So there are always gifts in the shadow that the shadow is holding for you. You may, you know, if you're working with Debbie's information, find something. If you take it deep enough, in there you may find a gift with it. Okay? That you hadn't utilized of your own.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I went to Debbie's workshop, she's now crossed over, but I certainly found a very big issue for me, which was I was so psychic as a child, I scared everyone. And I was pretty much kept locked up all the time. So,
the second coming of the Inquisition, right?
Something like that.
Something
so
like that.
What was interesting is that the minute that came out, that gift, okay, with the shadow part, I had to pull them both out, I could release that and integrate that and love it and appreciate this is who I am. And if people are afraid of me, oh, well. Anyway. But you see, what was fearful for the child is not fearful for the adult, but the child shoved it in the shadow. So I'm always fascinated by that. Also, when you dare to dream, all the beliefs you hold around that dream will surface as well. Look for them and change them immediately. I've got all kinds of lists on my computer, and I add new ones all the time. All the beliefs around this, all the beliefs around this. And so I can pop that up and start adding beliefs to it, boom, boom, boom. The minute they come up, I'll race out to the computer, put it in, change them. This is an active process. Whether it's working with your shadow, working with beliefs, it's a continual process. The rewards are amazing if you stick with it, okay? Also, don't forget the child guy. I sound like a broken record here. the child, adolescent, young adult. If they don't believe you can have the dream, you better get them what they want and need so that they can be happily busy and allow you to create it without negative interference. Big issue. Negative neural pathways. This was on one of the things you sent out, Squirrel. I loved this. I read that and it just went boing. Negative neural pathways in the brain. This piece said, and I'm paraphrasing, stop using negative neural pathways of your brain from your past experiences and bring them into this new future. This is what we do. Okay.
Well, and that goes back to the child and the adolescent and the young adult.
It does, but it also goes to the adult.
Adult does it too.
Absolutely.
I guess I've been
an
adult long enough to have those pathways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How many times, okay, we were talking about this earlier, Squirrel, how many times do we automatically go to, oh, sure, yeah, you know, right. Oh, remember when so-and-so did that. We're dragging, and what happens in the brain, the thoughts you think the most have very strong neural pathways. It becomes an automatic go-to, which means you have to retrain your thinking process. Now, when that happens, there's a belief that needs to be changed, but also, remember that to rewire the brain, you start thinking positive instead of negative, and the brain will go use that as a go-to. The positive, not the delusional, the positive.
I agree, because, I mean, as you said, we just set ourselves up to think that we will be disappointed. You know, up with our dreams. And so that's a negative neural
pathway.
So why
go there? Of course, I'm not going to set myself up to be disappointed again because it's going to happen just like this.
Just, all right. Just like before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we all have these negative thoughts that we pull them out of the past experiences that were negative. Don't allow yourself to do it. Okay, create new neural pathways that include beautiful and wonderful relationships, which open up with the possibility of creating something wonderful. So if you wanted to, let's say, create a new relationship, okay, male or female, depending on what your status is, you don't go back to all the negative relationships you've had and draw from that pool because you're pulling those into the present and distorting what you're trying to create, and you're going to do it again. In other words, you want a new relationship. Stop thinking the way you did when you created all the negative ones. And I can hear people saying out there, well, I thought it was going to be perfect, and it turned terrible. Then you have unresolved issues with mom or dad, okay, that need to be healed. And I can tell you that the team, I'm getting booked out so far. While I'm still doing this kind of work, take advantage of the work the team is doing because it's become so high level, so high frequency. The changes start happening instantly. I'm seeing it all the time. Okay? And it includes healing your relationship with mom and dad, God and goddess, because they are God is dad, goddess is mom. Go back and retrieve your power from these old relationships and dysfunctional parents. Do it while you can. The principles are still the same whether you're creating abundance, joy, rejuvenation, or a new career, or whatever is your greatest excitement. Bashar has always said, every experience is neutral. We put the spin on it. It's the same thing. He's saying the same thing. Get out of the negative spin. I love this, by the way. I just, you know, it all kind of came together with that one comment in one of your astrological things. Since reading that, I paid attention to how often I do or allow others to bring forward their negative spin into what I'm doing. Doesn't matter what I'm working on, but I'm not talking about clients, but these are close friends. It's their way of protecting themselves, and they feel they're protecting me. What they don't realize is that I have to put a positive spin on what I do. And at the same time, if it doesn't work out just exactly the way I may have hoped, know that it's a whisper from the universe that I'm on my way. It's better. It's bigger. It's coming. Which means you have to be not invested in outcomes. That's always tricky. Also, don't forget that you're all magical, every one of you. Feel that, trust that, and change every damn belief to the contrary. And I mean, this is an imperative at this time. If you don't believe it and you're going back into the past and drawing from the negative experiences, you're going to mess it up. But you'll figure it out. And even just hearing this will be enough to remind you every time you go into a negative past and pull it into the present. If you can break that, it's going to be huge for you. Look at the areas where you are successful or have had success and go back to how you felt and what you believed. It wasn't luck. You were programming with every thought and action. I got enough of negative experiences in my life that I could say, I don't trust the future and I don't trust the team. I would have missed out on the most exciting experience in the world. Had I gone to the negative, I wouldn't have trusted when they told me to leave my life and career and everything would be provided. It was very easy at that point to say, I'm not leaving my security. You know, I've lost everything before. But I did trust, and I didn't bring negative programming forward with this. And I can tell you, I really didn't. We all have bugaboos. Money, love, health, career, those are the major ones. You may have two or three that work great, but there are those one or two that just never take off the way you desire. With where we are, with the current planetary influences, just recently experienced all that we've walked through for years, with big shifts and changes, we are poised to truly create a life of our dreams instead of our nightmares. Dare to dream, everybody. Dare to dream.
I love that.
And, well, Squirrel, you know, when we were talking earlier, you know, even in working with Bonnie, you said that, you know, when she'd say change of belief, it still brought up some of the old stuff, didn't it?
Oh, totally did. You know, and that was, I encourage anybody who has not done it, and I think she's going to do another one. She's also going to, I think, have the one she recently did.
It's available as of today.
Is it? Okay. That you can purchase it and download all the sessions, and they are wonderful. And you know, she just hits it so where you can understand what's going on and what you can do to change it. So it's very succinct, understandable, and the questions that the participants wrote in, I thought were, you know, just they really helped everyone else. It's so worthwhile, and the thing is, she also offered her own experiences so you could relate that, you know, she didn't get from A to Z in a nanosecond. She worked through it. She really did. And,
boy, did she work through it. I've known Bonnie a long
time. And she's still working. I mean, she's just, you know,
never
always
stopped.
Nope. So great admiration for that webinar. If anybody wants to get their hands on it, I think we know how to direct them there, right?
Okay. Go to www.livealifeyoulove.com. Livealifeyoulove.com. It's available for purchase on there. Bonnie is brilliant at this. She's a wonderful orator. She is very succinct in the way she discusses things. She She cuts right through it. Love her. And she's very real.
Yeah. So you'll enjoy it. I know I have, and I went back and listened to it again and again.
She's brilliant. It's what she came to do. And that
shines through. You will know that when you hear her talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She is just spot on all the time. She had to marry a billionaire. I think any other man would have been scared to death of her.
Yeah, I mean, really. Sometimes I'm scared of her. I don't.
Yeah, and even her current husband is. So I know him well.
I can't wait for her to come back from her journey to India and tell us all about it. But
Oh yeah. So
she's delightful.
A couple of times, she's having a wonderful time. So
that's great.
Yeah, and love her. Absolutely love her.
So anyway, I just want to say that before Jackie goes in the channel, I do have about 4 questions because they came in over the last few weeks. But if anybody has a question, please send one to me, squirrel@wyome.net. And hopefully we can get to it and find out what you've all been feeling over the last few weeks or so.
Yes, I'm going to go into channel right now. We'll see how far we get. Squirrel, you have to watch the time. We're done at 5:02, okay?
Yeah, I know. I don't like the time thing, but I
Well, I know, but there's always somebody behind us, so...
Yeah, I get it.
We like to be polite.
I do, I think. Okay, bye. Go to channel.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Good to be with all of you again. And always happy to assist you with your questions. All right. Before we begin the questions, we really do want to touch on a few things here. And good for the channel. She did a good job. All right. And Squirrel, thank you for all your wonderful input.
You're welcome.
Daring to dream right now is the most wonderful gift you can give to yourself and to humanity. You came here to be an inspiration. All right? To make new maps, to shine brightly. Every one of you. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. What your work looks like today doesn't matter. But to shine brightly does. And to go for your dreams, all right. To step out of fear of failure, to a level of trust and do your homework, all of it. You've got wonderful tools down, all right? But trust. You know, we've talked about the network and we have many people now coordinating with other people that we work with and they're doing wonderful things. They're sharing, helping one another to create more, to do more, to be more. A wonderful animal communicator, Carol Long. All right. Working with some of the people in what we call the network. And they're networking out and creating beautiful spaces and places on Earth, and relationships, interspecies relationships, with amazing beings that are assisting and anchoring and bringing forward information for your planet to change the way that humans think about animals and about us as well. There's a lot of healing going on out there, people. And we know so many of you are working diligently to do your own work, to heal your humanness, which we think is very important. We love all of you. All right. You have proven what we absolutely believed. All right. And we have to credit the channel, too. That given the opportunity, you could create a community of amazing beings. And every time one of you does something, accomplishes something, all of you will feel it. It will uplift all of you. What a wonderful way to have a positive impact on your planet. All right, Squirrel, let's launch into the questions.
Okay. All right, this question comes from Sandra. And you have to bear with me because some of the questions came in on the show announcements that were not live shows, so they may not pertain to what we're talking
about
tonight.
That's all right. That's all right.
Okay. Dear team, I have core beliefs which include I do not matter, I do not deserve, I am not worthy. And I am currently working with Bonnie's fabulous book, The Map, to help address these issues. I feel that these beliefs have developed not only because of the family, religious, educational background that I was brought up in, but also the country, and she talks about the UK, which has embedded and ingrained these beliefs even more. My question, could I also have brought these beliefs over from previous lifetimes too, and do I need to be aware of this when doing releasing work? Will my dream time help me give me clues as to the true origin of these beliefs? Thank you, Sandra.
Oh, Sandra, very good question, actually.
It is a great question.
All right. Now, Sandra, we hope you're listening tonight. In addition to working with Bonnie's book, we highly recommend that you go on to Lazarus's website, lazaris.com. And go to the tapes and CDs and so on section. Okay. Type in self-worth. First one. There's a wonderful, wonderful, there's several probably. Download or CD, whichever. Or tape. Another one, I deserve. This is a core issue on the planet, deservability. It really... We'll talk about your past lives in a moment, but these core issues and self-esteem, all right, these were the original works that Lazarus put out, the very core psychological issues that have kept people stuck. Everyone should have them in their own personal library. And we're talking about auditory library. Another one, ending shame, of course. There's a series of those. There's like four of those. They will be very helpful to you. Where it came from is not necessarily important to know. All right? Who will say that to you? Your intention is what's important. Your intention to heal is the most important. Okay. Now, star beings that come to Earth are a lot of you have come in from other planets, or, you know, some of you have many lifetimes on Earth, but that doesn't mean that you aren't having experiences on other planets as well. Human lineage, okay, all that's occurred on Earth is downloaded into you, played forward, all the emotional garbage, when you come in through a family. Dad and mom. Mom, there's a mitochondria, a little bit deeper the way it's woven in. We've talked about this many times before. Mom and dad are the blueprint, when in fact it's really God and goddess. It's a projection of God and goddess onto mom and dad, due to the fact that you experience yourself as separate from your source when you are born on Earth. That's part of the rules of the game. You know it coming in. But those core relationships with mom and dad are then projected out into the world. That is your blueprint. And unresolved issues with parents and the damage that you picked up through their lineage is projected out into your reality. Having money problems, you always want to look at relationship with dad, all right? And manifesting, okay? It also is the way that the masculine energy of government and politics and large corporations and anybody in authority, including religious people. Mom on the other side, nurturing, beauty, art, the muses of the soul, etc., etc. Now, what can come into question is power. Because women historically were not taught that they were powerful, nor that they deserved to be powerful, or that they could be powerful. Big issue. But if you had an emotionally distant dad and a loving mom, all right, who was, you know, willing to put up with dad, all right, all those distortions, and there's many groups of them, and we're very familiar with them as soon as we sit with someone. So look at it from that perspective. Is it planetary? Yes, it's collective energy as well. Also has to do with nationality, and as we said, lineage. Those are all important factors. You start with those basic tapes. It's going to help you a lot. Or download them onto your computer. I deserve self-esteem and self-worth. Very, very, very big issues. And dear one, we thank you so much for writing in. Blessings to you. All right. Next one.
Okay. This question comes from Yenobis. I'm not sure I'm saying the name correctly, and I apologize if I'm not. Question is, what is happiness? I don't know what happiness is. I believe that I have never experienced happiness. And how can I? Can it be learned? And how can the team help in bringing in happiness for me?
Well, this is a very unusual situation. And if at your point in life you don't give an age or anything like that, or where you live, or what nationality you might be in, if your life circumstances, if at your age, whatever that may be, you have never experienced happiness, okay, then the opposite must be true, that you experience tremendous unhappiness and sadness in your life. You're the only one that can make up your mind, decide that you're going to change your life. That's number one. Sit down and write out intentions for what you want to experience in life. This is what I intend. I intend to experience this. I intend to experience that. And be detailed. All right, you can go to Bonnie's website. She has a list of intentions on there that are brilliant. 5 pages. Again, Bonnie's website, livealifeyoulove.com. You also don't say it if you have a relationship with God, with your source, whatever name you choose to use. And we are very sorry to hear that you've never experienced happiness. We do not know your personal experiences. What can the team do to help you? All right. You know, we would recommend that you go in and listen to all the shows in the archives. Begin in about March of 2007. And go through the shows on shame and the shadow. All kinds of very powerful information that can assist you to unlock these places that have never felt joy, let alone happiness. At the end of every show, we offer to work with you during the dream time. And whenever you listen to those shows, it applies as well. We're most happy to do that for you, dear one. If it's lineage and your parents, all right, and the relationship with your parents, then that needs to be healed, all right, in any way that you can. But go to Bonnie's website, look at her intentions, order her book. When you go to her website, there's a link there where you can order the book. You have to believe that something is possible. There is no magic wand. There has to be intense desire and a belief in possibility in order to create. We do send you our love, and tonight we'll be working with all of you on creating a new dream. We invite you all, of course, to call us in, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Thank you so much, dear one, for your question and your comment. We send our love. All right, next one.
Okay, this one comes from Kathy, and she writes, "Dear team, when I wake up in the morning, there is a deep feeling in my body, waves ripping through me. I am wondering, is this fear that is releasing, and is there more that would help this move? I just arrived back from a healing center, and a possible incident in my childhood that has been floating around inside came into focus as an experience that most likely occurred. It had parallels to the deep love and deceit and betrayal relationship that happened last year. Also, at the same time as this has come out of the shadows, so has a very new frequency that I do not have, and conscious or unconscious perceptions that are coming in relation to it. Nor does this frequency seem to be within our current collective unconsciousness either. It feels like it is something newly introduced here in this dimension. Is that possible? And can you please speak about this and what my relationship to this is and how I can open to this more fully? Thank you for looking deeply into this experience and helping me realize the potential healing and opportunity that is occurring."
All right. All right, Kathy. Now, we work with Kathy, so some of the information, Kathy had an experience of tremendous betrayal and abandonment in a relationship. It was very painful for her. She's still trying to deal with it and heal from it. Again, she's aware that a childhood incident has come out of the shadow that relates to this. We don't know the details either. Here's what we'll say. And we've told her this directly. Until she can get to the place of forgiveness. All right, she's going to have difficulty here. This is the negative neural pathway. Now she's still suffering the loss of love. And you can all do that. She's still in a period of mourning, but a period of mourning with anger attached to it. Anger, unexpressed anger, which when you're there, you hold on to the experience, to the injustice, the betrayal, and the abandonment. Obviously, these are energies that needed to be healed, especially if this childhood incident came up. Now, our advice to her was to go back to a group where they were all members, and because she felt that she was kind of pushed out of the group, you know, by this incident, because she'd have to see this person. And we recommended that she go back to it. Not give up her place and all that she helped create this whole group, and walk into it. And from her perspective, she said, no, I don't want to do that to myself. We said, all right. But you see, there's a part of her dignity that got lost. She was stripped of her dignity. And this is a very big issue for people. When you are stripped of your dignity, you need to give it voice. Now, many people do this. This isn't a first. To sit down and write a letter. And to be vehement. To get it all out. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. All the expletives you want to use. As many pages as you need to write. And then, all right. Give that version, and Bonnie would say this as well, give that version, and has many times, by the way, that version of yourself, what it really wanted. If it wanted to continue that relationship, give it to them. And know that it's happening in a parallel. And let that version of yourself be ecstatically happy, living happily ever after, and then split off as a different version of yourself, creating something even more wonderful and exciting. But first you write the letter, and really write it, and express all that you feel. If you need to, mail it. Okay? Not with the intent to hurt the other person. And to preclude the entire letter with, look, I need to express this. It's eating me up. I love you. I bless you, etc. But I must tell you how I'm feeling. Write it with the intent of mailing it. When you're done, and you process these feelings as you're writing, and the anger and the hurt and the tears, you may get all the way done and realize that you don't need to mail it. You don't need to mail it. And then go in and work with yourself. Because, you see, that's a way of reclaiming your dignity. You stripped my dignity. Okay? I believed in us. I felt the fool. And I hung in there with you because you asked me to. There are a lot of complexities in this whole thing that we won't talk about on the air. regardless of what the relationship looks like, whether it's mom or dad or brothers, sisters, lovers, doesn't matter, husbands, wives. We recommend this for all of you. Dear Kathy, know that we love you, dear one, and until we speak with you again, our love to you. All right, you have another one, squirrel.
We don't have time for another one. In fact, we're a little over, so we're going to have to wrap it up.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Let us just tell everyone here. We would love to work with you tonight on a dream. When you go to bed, call us in. Dear team, this is my dream. Will you and my higher self and my unseen friends join me co-creatively to create this dream that I'm burning to create, whatever that may be? And then watch what happens. Because over the next few days, you're going to have things pop up that are going to make very clearly for you to see
Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? Jackie?